protest for the Al-Quds march on the 25th of July here. And as you can see, there's a big crowd behind me, and there's speakers that are on the stage and platform. The reason we are here, obviously, this is something that's been going on since the days of Imam Khomeini, alayhi salam, Rahmatullah alayhi, has actually advised everybody to be out here on Al-Quds. Obviously, across the globe, there are old marches across the world. Everybody's attending these protests around Tehran, Australia, America, wherever they've heard the words of Imam Khomeini, Rahmatullah alayhi, and obviously we're abiding by that and adhering to that every year. This year, obviously, we can see what's happening in Gaza. It's atrocities that are being caused across Gaza. There's Americans, Israelis, they've all closed their eyes and ears to the screams and shouts of all the Gazan children. The families are being destroyed. The homes are being destructed out in Gaza, Palestine. We need to make a stand. We need to fight the oppression. And Al-Quds is the platform for that to be done every year. What else can I say? That there are a good amount of people out here. Not as much as we expected, but having said that, it's still a good outcome. We need to make more stands, more protests, and everything. We need to stand up for our rights, for the rights of the Gazan people. We need to free Palestine. So free Palestine. Good to them.